The source file should be named addupnumbers.java with the capital letters and lowercase letters the same as in the class name. After it is compiled, this source file will result in a class file called addupnumbers.class, again with upper and lowercase letters in the same positions. Look at the program again. Most classes contain many more lines than this one. Everything that makes up a class is placed between the first brace, the left squiggly thing, and its matching last brace, the right squiggly thing. The name of the class, and therefore the name of the file, is up to you. In programming, the name for something like a class is called an identifier. An identifier consists of alphabetical characters and digits. The first character must be alphabetical. The remaining characters can be mixed alphabetic characters and digits, plus the two characters underscore and dollar sign. No spaces are allowed inside the name. Chapter 9 discusses this in more detail. Usually, a class name starts with a capital letter, but this is not required. A source file should always end with .java in lowercase. A reserved word is a word like class that has a special meaning to the Java system. For example, class means that a definition of a class immediately follows. You must use reserved words only for their intended purpose. For example, you can't use the word class for any other purpose than defining a class. Which of the following look like good identifiers? Exciting Game, Lady Luck, X32, Last Chance, X/Y.